In a world full of rush and hurry, it's so important to set aside time to just be still. To reconnect that vital relationship with a God who loves and wants to be close to you. So sit back and settle in for the next few minutes. And welcome to Common Prayer.
Well, hello friends, and welcome back to another episode of Common Prayer. This is Kevin, and I am back with you for the second day in a row. Excited to be with you. We're actually going to be looking at the following text that follows up the one we looked at yesterday, 1 John 3. And so I'm excited to be doing that. More of that John is unpacking for us. But before we get into that, let's just begin with our time of silence together. Again, I encourage you in this time to use this minute, this brief minute, as an opportunity to slow yourself before God, to become aware of His presence, to maybe center yourself on His presence with you. And oftentimes using a breath prayer or some sort of centering statement like that can be helpful to just fix your mind on Jesus, to fix your mind on the things of God. And so let's do that. Let's spend this next minute together in silence, just welcoming the presence of the Holy Spirit. Scripture reading for today comes from 1 John 3:16 through 18. It says, "This is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down His life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers and sisters. If anyone has material possessions and sees a brother and sister in need but has no pity on them, how can the love of God be in that person? Dear children, let us not love with words or speech, but with actions and in truth." You know, I'd imagine that if you were to ask, 100 people what love is, you would probably get around 125 different definitions. I mean, love is complex, and certainly it's just about as complex as its understanding is diverse. I mean, I would think that there may not be any other concept in human history that has had more ink spilled over it than those in search or writing about what love is. I mean, I think what's so fascinating about that concept of love is it's one that seems to have stretched across cultures and generations. It stretches across class divides and any sort of kind of divisions that we structure. You know, this kind of elusive idea of love can be so challenging to wrap our heads around. You know, it's as its meaning is elusive, and I think in some ways the experience of genuine love is just as elusive, but yet it permeates our culture. And for all that ambiguity, for all that unknown about what is love or the search or quest for, quote, love, John seems to try to settle it, and I think he's got a pretty good idea. He says point blank, "This is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down His life for us." You know, there's this sense that because of who Jesus is, because He dedicated His life towards the pouring of it out for others, that is at its essence love. And so we draw from this an understanding of love as the self-giving, the selflessness of yourself for the betterment and the well-being of others. And again, I agree with John, we have no better picture of that than the work of Jesus Christ, than the work of God and the Messiah. whose whole life was bent around pouring itself out for others. And so that becomes the example, but I think we have to be careful because we can get a bit too romantic about this. We can get a bit too sentimentalized, thinking of this laying down of our life for others almost too lofty. It becomes this kind of ethereal idea that it's like, yeah, I'll lay down my life for others, but yet we don't know what it means on the ground. It can be challenging to hold such an example in our minds. Because I think at times when you think of laying down your life for others, that could become a sort of, once in a lifetime heroism that many of us won't even face, that literal understanding of it. But again, John is insistent that we can't allow it to sit at that sentimental level. I mean, think about it. He goes on in verse 17 and 18, and he says, if anyone has material possessions and sees a brother or sister in need, but has no pity on them, how can the love of God be in that person? Dear children, let us not love with words or speech, but with actions and in truth. You see, John refuses to allow that sentimentalism to take over. And instead, he pushes us into the practicalities of love. He pushes us to think not in grand ideals, but in pragmatics. About how we lay our life down for the sake of others is in the sort of everyday, concrete, radical, ruthlessly ordinary. I mean, for John, it's wrapped up in those everyday acts of love. It's the simple things. It's the looking upon a brother and sister in need and having pity on them. Not pity in a pejorative sense, but pity in the sense that you're pouring your heart out for them. You empathize with the other. So for many of us, we'll never face the choice of having to lay down our life for another. But I think for all of us, we are challenged by the idea of loving in the simple acts, in the ordinary. You know, in other places, Jesus would talk about giving a cold water to someone in need or clothing them when they're unclothed, loving our neighbor, loving our enemy. Again, we think so highly of these ideals, but often we leave them in the ideal and it fails to root itself in that ordinary experience that all of us are called to have. In some sense, I can't help but think that this sort of love is about more the disposition and the lens to which we see the world. Because it's when we have eyes to see and empathize with the other, we learn to love in the simple ways, giving a listening ear to someone in need, buying them a meal, looking them in the eye. Being kind and grateful to others, those are the practical, ordinary things of love that John is calling us to. So my hope again is that we don't get too ideal in this, but rather through a deep meditation on what Jesus has done for us, we learn to love. And I want us to emphasize that it begins with looking at the act of Jesus' love for us. So what I thought I would we'd do for our guided prayer today is actually something a little bit different. The whole time as I was preparing for this particular episode, I kept coming back to the words of one of my favorite hymns, How Deep the Father's Love for Us. So what I thought we'd do is that we would actually just kind of meditate through its words because I think it gives such a picture of what Jesus has done for us. And again, that for John is the definition of love. So I'm going to read each verse. I'll pause in between to give you time to reflect. But I want to use these words of this familiar hymn as a way of us meditating on what love is and how that may animate us in our lives. So go ahead now, settle into wherever you are. Allow your mind to come back to, again, the presence of God with us. And as you do, listen to the words of this beautiful hymn. It says this: How deep the Father's love for us, how vast beyond all measure, that he should give his only Son to make a wretch his treasure. How great the pain of searing loss. The father turns his face away, as wounds which mar the chosen one bring many sons to glory. Behold the man upon a cross, my sin upon his shoulders. Ashamed, I hear my mocking voice call out among the scoffers. It was my sin that held him there until it was accomplished. His dying breath has brought me life. I know that it is finished. I will not boast in anything, no gifts, no power, no wisdom. But I will boast in Jesus Christ, his death and resurrection. Why should I gain from his reward? I cannot give an answer. But this I know with all my heart, his wounds have paid my ransom. Church, may you grow to see the beauty of Jesus' love. And then as we experience that beauty, may we in turn embody that love for others. Because this is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers and sisters. Amen and amen.
Common Prayer is a ministry of Central Peninsula Church in Foster City, California. You can now access and subscribe to Common Prayer episodes on the Google Podcast Store, Apple Music, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Of course, you can always check back daily right here for episodes at cpc.org. Thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.